Right, let's kick off with rugby. The Hollywood Bets Sharks earned a convincing 41-24 win in their United Rugby Championship encounter against Munster yesterday, in what was their second win at Kings Park Stadium in the competition this season. The Durban side scored early in the game to grab a bonus point in the first half. John Plumtree's side had a quick start with Apalele Fassie dotting a try within 43 seconds of the match, but conceded late in the second half. Coach Plumtree believes Munster were a side not to be underestimated.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not ideal, is it? We didn't want to concede at the end, but you know, Munster, you've got to give some credit to the opposition. When they're a few metres out from the try line, they're so ruthless, aren't they? And it's so hard to stop as well. I thought our line-out defence was really good. It was just when they started their pick-and-go games. Done properly, it's pretty hard to stop.
In some football, SuperSport United coach Gavin Hunt believes his team did well against Soweto Giants Kaizer Chiefs in their 1-0 Betway Premiership win last night. Forward Tashreeq Morris took his chance, succeeding late in the first half, to hand his side the 3 points. Hunt's side claimed revenge for their defeat in the Carling Knockout Cup loss against Amakhosi, which saw SuperSport dumped out of that comp. In the league, SuperSport are now ahead of Chiefs by 1 point and 8 on the log.
I thought we did enough. Played really well the first half. Second half, obviously, we let the game come to us. And in our situation, we just had to try and get a result. So that's what we did, and I thought we did well.
Royal AM were 2-0 winners in their fixture against Sekhukhune United, while Richards Bay FC were held 0-0 by Stellenbosch FC. In the English Premier League, Liverpool will look to return to the top of the table this afternoon, but they've got fierce competition from title hopefuls Arsenal. On a slot side, sit 2 points below Manchester City, who beat struggler Southampton 1-0 yesterday. Slot admits taking points off their rivals will be key when it comes to handing out the trophy at the end of the season.
We all know that taking points from your competitor, and that is always important. So it's difficult to win in a way like against Arsenal, City or all the other ones, but it's something we are trying.
And then in some Formula One to close, Ferrari's Carlos Sainz will start today's Mexico City Grand Prix from pole position. He went quickest in final qualifying to leave championship leader Max Verstappen second on the grid. Verstappen's title rival Lando Norris will go from third. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faeda Crouch.